A tasty slice of Adam and Jenny's life sandwiched between two lies. On Up and Adam, it's time to play Porky Pies.
Yeah, Porky Pies time, my friends. We're going to tell zoo-based stories, animal-based stories, as voted by Jenny.
Because of the wandering lions.
Yeah, the lions escaped from the zoo yesterday at Taronga, and we spoke to Sarah from Picklepot. She was working for Wires at the time, trying to get lyrebirds to do the lyrebird shuffle. I don't know, the cloaca tangle with each other at Taronga Zoo to breed them.
Yes.
Yeah, to make more lyrebird eggs that turn into lyrebird proper.
Wow, that could have gone a lot worse. Good work.
It also, upon reflection, could have gone a lot better. let's find out, Jenny. What were you doing zoo wise? What is your porky pies?
A couple of years ago at Melbourne Zoo.
Yeah.
With my partner's niece.
Mm-hmm.
I call her my niece too.
Yeah, yeah.
But just to differentiate from my niece.
Yeah.
You know how 3-year-olds really lose it about stuff?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Absolutely lost it.
Don't stop at 4 either. Don't just keep going. Yeah.
She had a total meltdown.
Right.
Okay. And just wouldn't let up about this thing, right?
Been there. Yep.
Okay. Ugh. Which one was it? Was it not being able to ride the little carts?
Uh-huh.
Was it when the great ape didn't look at her when she waved?
Oh.
Or was it when we had to leave and she just wanted to stay playing in the water fountain for another 3 hours?
Right. All right. Well, all of those things are perfectly plausible. You are not making it easy. Jenny, I'm going to go with the first one, the carts. Yes.
You got
it. Look at me go with the cart. I've got to turn this off so this works. There we go.
Do you know the little cart things?
Yes.
I can't remember what they look like.
The Zoobaroos is what they're called at the Adelaide Zoo. The Zoobaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
They looked very, I mean, I would be enticed.
They are.
If I was a little person.
They are Achilles tendon snapping machines if you get one up the back of your leg. Jeez, tell you what.
And, you know, she often gets what she wants.
Right, of course. She's a entitled 3-year-old.
But not this time.
No.
Not this time.
You're bloody walking.
And her mum was putting her foot down big time.
Right.
And she wasn't letting her. And whenever we saw them in the park, it would start again. she was actually on the floor.
Yeah.
We couldn't
tantrums.
Pick her up.
Yeah.
Proper tantrum. Yeah. But she also wanted
like you when the coffee's not hot enough in the morning.
I mean, that's more when I throw it in your face. No screaming necessary.
That's generally by accident.
Is it?
Yeah.
but she was a bit disappointed about the water fountain having to leave that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay.
That wasn't end of the world sort of stuff.
That was not the hill she was prepared to die on.
Yeah. What about you?
Jenny, I went to not to a zoo, but to a, you know how there's zoos and then there's wildlife parks?
Yes.
Yeah, I was at a wildlife park, so it's not quite zoo-ish, but what happened?
What happened?
Did a monkey poo in my mouth? Did a lion pee on my face? Or did a camel spit on my chest?
Ooh.
Did a monkey poo in my mouth, a lion pee in my face, or a camel spit on my chest? which one?
I feel like I should know this.
Mm. I mean, hello to everyone enjoying their breakfast this morning.
I'll go the first one.
Yeah. A monkey pooed in my mouth.
Because I would have thought, the more common thing would be to be peed on.
From a lion. Yeah. There's a big sign at the Adelaide Zoo saying, this lion, if you stand here, this lion may pee on you and it stinks. Because, imagine cat wee.
Yeah.
Times a thousand.
I really hope it says, it doesn't say beware the lion pees.
No, that's true.
Because you don't want to beware it pees at the time.
No, you
don't. That could be confusing.
Thank you.
So what happened?
I've also had a camel spit at me, but it didn't get me. Matrix style dodged it at the Camel Cup in Alice Springs. I was on a vacation care trip to a wildlife park, back in the 80s, Jenny, we had much more lax wildlife laws. There were these places where you could go, Bullen's Animal Safari, where they would rescue circus animals.
Wow.
So there were like elephants and stuff. Appalling. Anyway, El Caballo Blanco was next door, which was where the Andalusian Stallions did their shows, nights for diners and stuff. It was the whole thing in Sydney. And I was at one of these and I was looking up and there was monkeys, little ones, walking across like rope across the walkway. And I looked up, and when you look up, yeah, your mouth kind of opens. And it landed right in my gob. Right in my gob.
Didn't even need to throw it at you.
Didn't even need to throw it at me. It landed right in my gob. The best part of it was one of the carers, one of the people who were minding us, the vacation care volunteers. I'm sure they got paid. But, you know, one of the vacation bed grown-ups bought me a little tiny can of Solo, one of those little 250 ml cans of Solo, so I could wash my mouth out. So I got a fizzy drink out of it.
Well, that nothing is enough.
No, not really.
To wash that out.
Not really.
But that's hilarious.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, for everyone else.
And is that why you talk so much poo now?
Hey! no, that's just coincidence. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Porky Pies.